Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Did you know that last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive? Call or click today and find out what you can save. Well, right now, we're going to shift gears. We are going to zero in specifically on the New England Patriots and their quarterback in Tom Brady. Tom Brady and Matt Ryan, of course, the Falcons QB, they were fantastic during the 2016 regular season, leading their teams to Super Bowl 51, but a lot of questions. We've been talking about it. Is Tom Brady the best? Here to answer all of these questions is Sean Glennon. He is the author of Tom Brady versus the NFL, The Case for Football's Greatest Quarterback, and you can check out his website for the book that is TomBradyVsTheNFL.com. Good evening, Sean. It's nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, listen, I know you have got to be fired up that your guy is appearing in his seventh Super Bowl. He's already won 4 Super Bowl rings, and he will potentially win his 5th on Super Bowl Sunday. What do you think about him being in the big game?
I think it's one of those things that never gets to be ho-hum, right? When the players you love are in the Super Bowl, you're excited even when it's the seventh time.
Yeah, and I was telling our producer earlier that Tom Brady has played in more Super Bowls than the entire Falcons roster. That's a pretty profound statement in itself.
That certainly says something, yes. He's been in more playoff games than most NFL franchises, though, so there's a lot of that going around.
Now, Sean, talk to me about this. I mean, everyone knows that a championship organization, it cannot be established and have success without two major components, in your head coach and a franchise quarterback. How have these two been able to have such, an incredible run and have a sustained winning record? And as I had just mentioned, I mean, appearing in their seventh Super Bowl, what do you share in the book about that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, it is always the right combination of quarterback and coach. And we've seen it over and over in NFL history. We saw it with Lombardi and Starr, and we saw it with Walsh and Montana. And I bring those guys up in comparison to Belichick and Brady for a couple of reasons. One is that I think Starr and Montana are also among the greatest who ever played the game, as were their coaches among the greatest. But also because in all of those situations, it's about finding a quarterback who meshes sort of perfectly with the way that the coach wants to run his team and run his offense. We talk a lot about system quarterbacks, and that's a tag that's often directed at Tom Brady in sort of a negative. But it's true of him, and I see it as a positive. And it was a positive of Montana, and it was a positive of Starr. They ran their coaches' quarterback. They internalized their coaches' systems, and they ran those systems on the field as if they were an extension of that coach.
What did you share in terms of just the special relationship that Tom Brady has with Bill Belichick and, how they have been able to just weather so many, whether it's been Deflategate or the controversies, and they're still thriving. They're still coming out on top. And here he is on the game's biggest platform and stage next week right here in Houston at Super Bowl 51.
Right, and it's funny because we don't know what we have an idea of what Belichick looks like without Brady, but we don't know what Brady looks like without Belichick. So you look at Brady as a guy who sort of who meshes really well with his coach in terms of Belichick drives people crazy by never saying anything, and Brady sort of does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that how he's naturally wired, or did he say, "Boy, this is what the coach wants, and this is what I'm going to do"? It's sort of hard to say, though. Evidence going back to college and before that suggests that Brady is a guy who wants to be coached, who understands what the value of a good coach and strong coaching brings to his game, and so he's going to go along with whatever it is that works.
And Sean, when I think about Tom Brady, I mean, physically, mentally, just emotionally, how in the world has he stayed on top of his game? You look at him, I mean, he's a beautiful man to look at. I mean, 39 years of age, but he doesn't look like he's 39. He doesn't look weathered. He doesn't look beat up. I mean, you compare him side to side like an Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he looks completely different than even, I think, a year ago, Peyton Manning with his retirement with the Broncos last year at 39 years of age.
Right, yeah, and we hear a lot here in New England, and I don't know how much of it gets out of the region about, you know, Brady's diet and his avocado ice cream that he eats, and and the health regimen that he maintains, get a lot of information about how much that has to do with it. And I know that Tom certainly believes in that, and he's very serious about his training, and I think all of those things are part of it. I also think that Brady is pretty fortunate in that he hasn't sustained the kind of injuries that you would expect to see of a quarterback who's had his longevity in the league. You know, obviously he missed the season in 2008 with a knee injury, and he's had injuries. You know, he played through a hand, and he played with a shoulder injury for many years, but he hasn't had the sort of kind of injuries that you saw pile up on Manning, and that really sort of derailed Manning's ability to play the game the way he wanted to at the end of his career, at the end of last season. You know, and that have also plagued people like Joe Montana at the end of their careers. Now, that may yet happen to Brady, because he's apparently hasn't reached the end of his career,
right,
though people would have expected him to, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so Sean, how many more years do you think that he has left in his tank? I mean, he looks like he's in his mid-30s.
Yeah, Patriots fans hate to hear me say this, but I think after this, if we get 2 good years out of Tom Brady, we should be very, very thankful. You know, I don't. You know, you start to get into your 40s, and stuff starts to go wrong, no matter what you're doing. And when you're taking hits left and right, I don't care what your diet is and what your training regimen is. Eventually, that stuff is going to catch up with you. Now, I'll be delighted if I'm wrong and Tom Brady's right, and he plays well to 44 or 45 years old. But if I see it from him, it'll be the first time I've ever seen it.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I mean, what do you see him doing after his playing days? I mean, he's got that face for TV. I mean, he could do a little John Gruden there, but or would you anticipate that he would go into coaching?
It's hard for me to imagine Brady going into coaching. You know, the demands for your time are so great, and the rewards, at least early on, are so minimal that I think that's why a lot of the sort of great, really great players don't go into coaching. He certainly got the head for it. One suspects that if he were to walk away, say they win the Super Bowl and he decides that's it for me, I don't think that's going to happen. That he's going to want to spend some time with his family and with his kids. And we know that when you go into TV, mm-hmm. you get a lot more opportunities to do that than when you go into coaching. So I would expect of those two options, he's more likely to go into TV than to become a coach, but well, who knows?
Hey, Sean Glennon is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is a sports historian. He is the author of the book, Tom Brady versus the NFL, The Case for Football's Greatest Quarterback. And as I understand, I mean, when you go through the book, this is not a book that was about Deflategate. And I think, you know, going through Deflategate and how he had to sit out with those first 4 games of the season, he really came out on fire. And that, in my way, really gave us a glimpse of his heart, you know, his character and what he's made of, and that he wasn't going to let that set him back.
Yeah, he didn't let that set him back, and in fact, it seems to have lit a fire under him. That's at least the conventional wisdom, right? Is that this is the Deflategate revenge tour that the Patriots have been on. What I see is a guy who has been from the very beginning of his career, from the point where he was Drew Bledsoe's backup here in New England, has been driven to succeed. So there's part of me that wonders, well, is this the Tom Brady we would have seen this year? Regardless, is he? Is he raging against age as much as he is against Deflategate, or is it just this is a team that has an awful lot of talent, and it has talent in places the Patriots haven't always had. He's also got a revitalized offensive line that he's playing behind. So maybe this season was going to come no matter what, but it is a lot of fun to think of it as Brady taking out Deflategate on the rest of the league.
Okay, so Tom Brady, he has won 4 Super Bowls, going for his 5th next Sunday. Do you think he's going to win?
Yes, I do. As I look at the matchups in this game, you know, I keep hearing about the number one scoring offense against the number one scoring defense, and I think that's a great thing to focus on. It makes an easy story, but I also look at the other side of the ball, and you've got the number 3 scoring offense in
right.
the Patriots against the number 27 scoring defense mm-hmm. in Atlanta, and that's bad news for the Falcons.
Absolutely. Hey, Sean Glennon's been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Check out his new book, author of Tom Brady versus the NFL, The Case for Football's Greatest Quarterback. And you can check out this book at his website at TomBradyVsTheNFL.com. Thank you so much, Sean. First time on the show. We'd love to have you back again.
Alyssa, thanks so much for having me, and anytime you like.
Of course. Much more coming your way at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Lydia Reeder is next, author of Dust Bowl Girls.